Good afternoon, Eleanor. How are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you doing?
This is terrific, I must say, because I'm an avid reader, so anything to do with books. Okay. And the pop-up library, it's on this Saturday and Sunday, November the 16th, 12 till 5. So give us the details if people want all the information on it for us, and then I'll do it again at the end.
Okie dokie, yeah. So the pop-up library is part of a series of events funded by Dublin City Council happening down in Cows Lane in the old part of the city, so where the old city walls of Dublin are, very close to Christchurch Cathedral. So all of the information about pop-up library and the other new in the old city events, which is the name of the series, are on the Temple Bar website, so templebar.ie.
Okay.
So I can give you a quick rundown of what's happening over the weekend, if you like.
Yeah, and I just want to point out as well that it's very important that people are saving money and all like that, but all these events are free, so you just have to drop in.
They are indeed, and that's thanks to Dublin City Council's funding of it, to, you know, create some lively and animated activity in the area down there.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've got going on this weekend for Pop-Up Library, we've been partnering with the Dublin Book Festival, which is also on at the moment. And most of the Dublin Book Festival events are happening in Smock Alley Theatre, which is also down there in the old city. And so what we're doing is, on the end of the lane at Cows Lane, we are creating a pop-up library for families and children. So we're working with a scenic artist called Ger Clancy, who has built, at this stage, it better be done.
Okay.
He has built a kind of a fairy tale castle backdrop. And then we're also working with one of the local businesses on Cows Lane with a shop called Find. And Naomi from Find, she upcycles old abandoned furniture. So Naomi is lending us very kindly a whole lot of beautifully upcycled little brightly painted pieces of furniture so that we can create a sort of a cosy book nook.
Mm-hmm.
In the courtyard in front of our fairy tale castle. So what we're creating is a kind of a little mini library with a backdrop of a fairy castle, and Dublin City Libraries have lent us books to fill it all with. And so it's intended as a nice kind of chill out area. If you're passing through town with your kids, you can come along and you can catch up on some story reading together. We'll have two story time sessions over the weekend with Derek Mulveen, the author of the Usheen the Brave books, which are really sweet, fantastic adventure stories about a little knight called Usheen the Brave and his friend, who is, of course, a dragon,
mm-hmm.
And Princess Era, who comes to the rescue as well. And so they're fabulous adventure stories about travelling to the moon, and also there's another one about going to across the seven seas to an island of robots. So there'll be two of those readings, so one on Saturday at 12:30 and one on Sunday at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a book exchange. So you know the way, if you've got small kids, you tend to read the same stories over and over again,
yeah.
And eventually everybody gets a bit sick of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is you can come along on Saturday afternoon between 3 and 5 and bring along your old storybooks that your kids have grown tired of, and you can swap them for something new.
That's a great idea.
So we're everybody grows out of stories after a while, but you want something new, and you want to encourage children to kind of have a route around and find something else that they'd be into. So we hope people will come down and swap some of their old storybooks with us.
Yeah, because I mean, just looking at it, I mean, it's from very young, from children down as young as 2, all the way up. So, I mean, children's tastes change and they get different interests in different heroes or whatever. And it's a great way of changing their books.
Exactly. And then something else lovely that's going on as part of the Dublin Book Festival, in their winter garden in Smock Alley Theatre, they're working with Children's Books Ireland to run a a book clinic. So you can go to a book doctor, and if you're a bit bored or a bit stuck in a rut with what you're reading, you can ask the book doctor for some advice and they'll give you a prescription. And so it's a really cute idea. So then we reckon that once you've got your prescription, you can come out to our book exchange in the pop-up library and find and see if there's something that's on your prescription there for you to read.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's terrific. I mean, it's to get, I suppose, as well. I mean, the books will always be in, but there's a tendency now for kids to get all these Kindles and technology and all to sort of carry on, especially as they're older. But talking to some people from Dublin City Council, and especially over with the library in Pierce Street, I was over there recently and having a look around, and also Dan Rahini. And the interest in books and the actual physicality of holding a book is certainly on the upsurge.
Oh, it's huge. And I think, you know, I think in some ways it's growing as a, you know, as a bit of a reaction to all the gadgets and all the, you know, the light up screens and the swipe this and all of that. But we all, you know, we all spend so much of our time in front of these gadgets. And it's, you know, it's such a lovely, quiet and calming thing to do with your kids or as a family, is to just, you know, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, to take those 5 or 10 minutes and sit down together and read a story together. And it, you know, it creates such a lovely, calm moment in what can otherwise be, you know, a very busy lifestyle when everybody's, you know, rushing around between work and school and after school hobbies and all of that kind of thing.
Well, as I said,
and reading stories together is something that you can, you know, you grow with from the time they're babies up until they're, you know, well able to read by themselves.
Yeah, and also, as I say, when you get to read, when they do get to read by themselves, or even as an adult reading these technical gadgets, if you fall asleep with one of them in your hand and they fall on the floor, two things happen. Two things happen. It wakes you up, and also you've wrecked your technology, and it's very expensive. If you drop a book on the floor,
exactly,
it doesn't make that much noise.
No, the worst that might happen is the dog might come up and chew a few pages.
That's,
you know,
about it. But it won't wake you up anyway. But just wonderful things happening there. Also, with the Gutter Bookshop and the Tamp and Stitch, tell me about those.
Yeah, so the Gutter Bookshop obviously is very heavily involved in the Dublin Book Festival, and they're right across from where we're setting up our pop-up fairy tale castle. So we work quite closely with Bob and his staff there, and they'll have a number of readings as part of the Dublin Book Festival over the course of the weekend as well. And obviously they're also very kindly stocking the Oisín the Brave books on behalf of Derek Mulveen and his publisher Era's Kids. So if you fall in love with the Oisín the Brave stories at the pop-up library readings, then you can pop into the Gutter Bookshop and pick up a copy. But yeah, I mean, Gutter Bookshop are incredibly active in the area there. And also Tamp and Stitch, which is this lovely lifestyle clothing and cafe just down from Cowes Lane there on Scarlet Row. They're actually running a pop-up cafe on behalf of Dublin Book Festival in Smock Alley Theatre for the duration of the weekend. So they're sort of decamping from their normal surroundings into the giddiness of the book festival. So there are loads of things to come down and see over the weekend, and the whole area is really, you know, it'll be really lively and buzzy, and there, you know, lots of places to visit and have a bit to eat when you need a bit more than literary nourishment.
Okay, plenty of sustenance there. So for the brain,
plenty of sustenance.
For the body and the brain, no doubt about that.
Exactly, okay. Exactly, Noel. Yeah, you're okay. Right there.
Terrific. So people look up templebar.ie and you get all the information. And for me, it's very important. It's great for the kids, and just get them used to reading books if they have stopped at all. If they haven't started,
absolutely,
get them interested. But the events are all free, so it's the whole weekend, so people can bring their kids something to do for the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. All the pop-up library events are free. There are some of the Dublin Book Festival events that aren't, but plenty that are as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thoroughly recommend checking out the Dublin Book Festival website, and obviously all of our information is up there as well, and also on the Temple Bar website too.
Yeah, and there's plenty there for adults as well as the kids as well, no doubt about
that. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, thanks very much, Eleanor. A pleasure talking to you. Congratulations for everyone involved in this, and it's a terrific and it's a great idea, and I'm sure you're going to be packed out for the whole weekend.
I certainly hope so.
Thanks, Eleanor.
All right.
Bye.
So.
Bye. Bye. And that's Emma Creighton there, and that's a pop-up library happening this whole weekend. So, and it's all free. So to go in there and in Temple Bar, Cowes Lane, the old city's in Temple Bar there. But just look up templebar.ie and you get all the information, and it's all free. It's great, great weekend you can have there.